gearing up for Dometic. Dometic Patrol, an icebox with a sense of adventure. Everything you need for adventures, big or small. Mobile living made easy. Dometic.
Time for gearing up for Dometic. Enjoy the great outdoors with all the comforts of home with Dometic. And during the week, Redman, I said, we need a guest. And you haven't contributed a huge amount to the show over the years. But you have come through this morning.
I have.
You've gone Australian royalty, really. The Australian wicketkeeper, Alex Carey, joins us. Morning, Al.
Morning, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I couldn't quite believe that that Aaron had roped you into this, but we've since found out that during your recent tour of Pakistan, you're obviously very, very busy, and you've been looking through Aaron's videos of boat reviews.
Yeah, it's there's some pretty quiet times and some lonely times in Pakistan, and that's where I found myself. So,
I'm going real well this morning, aren't I? Jeez, how's this?
No, it was very well done. And yeah, I think you've convinced me to actually go down to Christie's Beach and pick one up. So exciting times ahead. But no, I'm excited to be on the show. It's a real honour to speak to you boys.
Well, not as excited as we are. Now, for those that aren't aware, your sporting story, Al, over the past decade has been nothing short of extraordinary. Obviously playing both football and cricket growing up.
Makes you look ordinary.
Makes everyone look ordinary, mate. And then you decide to chase the dream of AFL footy. You head to GWS. You don't quite make it there. And then you return to cricket. Not only return to cricket, but you become the Australian wicketkeeper. Do you pinch yourself and think, geez, bloody hell, it's been an interesting ride over the last sort of decade?
Yeah, absolutely pinch myself. No, I it has been up and down, but very, very lucky to, I guess, be given the opportunities I have and, hung in the cricket game and didn't, throw the cricket bat away when I went up to GWS. So I'm pretty lucky, that's for sure. And no, I still remember back when I was 16, I was in the AIS AFL Academy and I reckon Paddy, you're a year or two ahead of me.
Yep. Who was the coach at the time? Was that Sando then?
I had Alan McConnell.
Yeah, I had Al as well.
Yep. And
showing your age, you Patrick. Know,
I think there's 1 week where you go and spend a week with one of your clubs of choice. And in South Australia, I chose the Crows. And this was your first year, Paddy, and you were flying over from year 12 in the school holidays. And I still remember the impact you had on me. And it's great to see that the success that you've had. So, and that's on the footy field, not in the fishing boat. So it's fantastic to be on the show to speak to you guys. Definitely up and down. Very lucky to be standing behind the stumps to some of the, Australian best fast bowlers that we've had.
You'd be lying if you said that you were honoured to talk to him about fishing. I'm going to ask you the big question. Is it footy or cricket?
It's cricket, mate.
No. Like, what? Which one? They both could be a bit of work for him. Which one do you probably enjoy playing the most? I used to like footy more, but I was better at cricket. Not really good at either, but...
all I can say is that when I am away playing cricket, I'm watching AFL 360. I'm watching every footy show that's on TV. I'm watching every game of the round. I absolutely love watching the game of footy. And I guess looking back, I probably slightly preferred footy, but I probably knew I was a better cricketer. So I was always chasing what I didn't quite have. So, lucky to be where I am, that's for sure. But no, I'm a footy nuffy as well, which keeps me sane when we're on tours.
Well, it's good to talk cricket and sport and all those sorts of things, but it's not really the reason that we got you on this morning. Now, the byproduct of being the Australian wicketkeeper, Redman, is that you, of course, can then start to do the enjoyable things in life, like fishing and boating. And that brings us to the boat hunt, the boat search that you're on at the moment. Now, take us through the position you're in. You're looking for a new 6-metre boat and you're heading down to Christie's Beach. So you're looking at a North Bank, obviously.
Yeah, are we able to plug?
Bloody oath, plug away.
Yeah, we've both got them,
so we do.
That's right. I thought it was good. That's probably the reason why I came on the show. Is yeah. To get around the boys at Christie's Beach.
There's an extra five grand off.
I've spent a bit of time in North Banks, and that's through an ex-cricketer in Gary Putland. He's mad keen. So he's going to help me with the fit out and what I choose down there with the North Bank boys. But it is difficult, I guess, trying to get enough time on your hands to convince the missus it's a good idea to buy a boat when you are away quite a bit and two young kids. But somehow she said she's coming down with me tomorrow to have a look. So I'm pretty excited to pump up, you know, the boats that they've got on offer.
Well, the important thing is you want to get – it's not about you wanting to get a boat. It's about the kids and you wanting to take them outside more, and the boat provides that vehicle.
And I'm guessing bigger is more safe. Is that a pretty good angle to go down?
And the more horsepower on the back, the faster you can get home if something goes wrong.
exciting times. I'm also lucky. The bloke who lives across the road from me took me out Sunday night. Kids went to bed and out we went for a little look and we didn't have any luck, but it's also good to know a guy with a boat and to live across the road from a good fella who played a bit of footy actually in the sandpool. He loves it as well, so I'm keen to get my own, but in the meantime it's nice to know a bloke with a boat.
Now, you're sort of timing it well because obviously one of the biggest challenges in South Australia over the last few years from a fishing perspective has been the closure of the snapper fishery. But we're hopeful end of 2023 that will come to a close and that will be open back up for all recreational fishermen. And it's something that you did growing up searching through your socials. There's a few photos of you holding some beautiful snapper. But if you look back through your sort of fishing history, what's the best catch that you've had throughout your upbringing in life, Al?
Yeah, good question. I reckon you always try to look back to your first memories and, Dad was keen. Brother was, still is super keen. And I think those memories when you're a youngster, reeling in your first squid or even a Tommy Ruff off the jetty, we spent a fair bit of time on the York Peninsula and out in Moonta and Port Hughes. And got a trip there in a couple of weeks. So they're really good memories of the experience. But in terms of catch, I'm going to go international and head over to New Zealand. We had a series over there and I reckon it was game two of the T20 and we'd just chased down the record T20 score of the international T20. And
so you're very happy with yourselves. Yep.
Yeah, I scored one not out off one ball, so I didn't. I celebrated and had about an hour sleep and we're on the charter off Auckland with a few of the boys and always wanted to catch a kingfish and we were lucky enough to land a few before the swell sort of picked up and that was pretty exciting. The kingfish, they're always something that I guess the guys that I speak to here want to catch. Local snapper and whiting, I guess you can't really beat. I went out the other night, caught a few ruggers, as you mentioned. You throw them back chasing the whiting, which are lovely to eat. So if I could choose any fish to catch, it's the King George. But a heap of tuna around too, so I've landed a couple of them in a mate's North Bank boat off Victor Harbour.
I reckon if you can persuade the missus and if you head down to Port Macdonald in a few hours, I can meet you there and land you 100 kilo plus bluefin if you'd like. If you want to have a go at that.
Yeah, it sounds good. I reckon I've probably got a few brownie points to catch up over the last couple of months being away.
He's been away for months. We're chatting with Australian wicketkeeper Alex Carey. Now, on your socials, you've got you've posted an experience snorkeling the Kilsby sinkhole, which for those unaware, it's really close to Mount Gambier, and Mount Gambier is really well known for some incredible cave diving. Now, this links in a bit with, I watched, and Aaron's watched this as well, and we got the idea off your captain, Pat Cummins, when he posted about the rescue. Incredible documentary around a group of...
Thailand.
In Thailand, around a group of soccer players that got trapped in a cave. Have you watched the doco itself, and did you think about that when you were snorkeling the cave, or you didn't go too deep when you snorkeled there?
Well, I've watched the doco 3 times, and that's no word of a lie. That's my go-to recommendation for anyone that wants to... sit down for an hour and a half or 2 hours and watch something pretty inspirational. I absolutely love that. And luckily enough, I dove the hole before I actually saw that doco.
Good timing.
There wasn't too many concerns there. And the size of the wetsuits that we had on, I wasn't getting too deep anyway. An amazing experience and definitely something that if you do get the opportunity to do is go and look at this crystal clear cave that's, 20, 30 metres deep. You feel very peaceful. And I do understand why cave divers do what they do, but also I wouldn't have the minerals to go any deeper than a couple of metres.
I'm going to take you back a little bit to discussing the North Bank 6 metre purchase. Now, on the show, Pat, you and I are always talking about buying the right boat for yourself.
Yes.
So it's not necessarily buying the boat to impress Bob and John up the road. It's about buying the boat that caters for yourself. Now, you got the options of, say, for just the range, we'll go 6 metres, 650, 750 in the North Bank range. We'll go through. What's the reason behind actually choosing the 6 metre? Because a 650 is a bloody good-looking boat.
I think, personally, going down there and jumping in a couple, I'll find it hard to not walk out of there with a hard top. But saying that, realistically, there's a bit of storage involved. I think, speaking to everyone I have spoken to about them is I'm probably going to be able to do what I need to do in a 600 and do what a 650 does. Looking at yours, Paddy, you could probably put a couple of cars on it, head to KI, and
it's a ferry. It's currently in my driveway at the moment, and there's no space for me or the family to take it. I took it last week.
But I'm looking for a bit of a mix, and with young kids, it's going to be your better days out in the water. So the hard top protection's probably not required for me at this stage, and maybe when I get a bit more time on my hands in a comfortable in the 600, then maybe I'll jump up. But I think it's going to be able to do what I want to do. Bit of storage, towing. I haven't got the Toyota Land Cruiser. I might have to jump
time
up
to upgrade.
And do that. But it's I'm excited to jump in a few boats, get a feel of them, get a feel for size. Hopefully Louis loves one, and we can sign something off in the next few days. But it's pretty exciting. They're beautiful. They look beautiful. They do a great job. They're friendly down in Christie, so it's going to be hard for the missus to say no, I reckon.
I just invested in Mack trucks just to pull Pat's boat around so I can get around the state.
Al, we really appreciate your time this morning and chatting about not only your passion, obviously, for sport and particularly cricket, but also fishing in the outdoors and the family man that you are. So thank you for joining us on Real Adventures this morning.
No, it's been fun. Thanks for having me on. And, take care, boys. Thank you.
Alex Carey, Australian wicket keeper. That was gearing up for Dometic Mobile Living Made Easy.